AVS Media Demo.
Hey, can you hear me? Okay, sorry. So in Unification Church, we say let's inherit the true love of God. So if you summarize Unification Church in one word, it's the place that bequeaths true love of God. And we say let's inherit the true love of God. So who are true parents? True parents are
AVS Media Demo.
Those who inherit true love from God. Second, perfected true love. And third, bequeath that true love to us. That's how we can define true parents. Right? So when we say true love, we can ask one question. When true father
AVS
says true love,
demo.
True father says true love in reference to sexual action, and also in reference to sacrificing yourself for the sake of others. So one leader
AVS Media Demo
asked me this question. So when true father says true love, which is the true love that he's talking about? Sometimes it seems like he's emphasizing sexual, the action. So how can we understand true love? So I want to clarify in this lecture session that the starting point of true love, God's true love, is the absolute sex. That is why I gave lecture on absolute sex first. So if you cannot keep absolute sex and practice moderate free sex instead and volunteer, sacrifice ourselves for others, and if we defined people who practice, so can we define those people who live that way as practicing true love?
AVS Media Demo.
So the root of true love is absolute sex. We have to know this clearly and continue to study.
AVS Media Demo.
So, who is true parents? So many people from their own perspective think true parents
AVS Media
think that
demo.
True parents is a creation of God. So they think true parents are only human beings just like we are. So there are people who say this. But recently, from 2010,
Media demo.
True parents became the substantial God. So they became the substantial being of God. So we say this now. So here's a question.
AVS Media Demo.
So what percent of true parents are God and what percent of true parents are humans? Human beings. So this question can be raised. So there is a debate on this regarding Jesus and Christianity. The conclusion is simple.
AVS Media Demo.
True parents are 100% human beings and at the same time 100% God. So we can see God only through true parents. So they're definitely human beings. And at the same time, definitely God. So in the spirit world, if you want to see God, who appears? True parents will appear. That is
AVS Media Demo.
So, it's the first lecture. The previous lecture was on absolute sex. That's how God and true parents became one. And that's why sometimes true parents, we see them as God, and sometimes we see them as the human beings, true parents.
AVS Media Demo.
The theme here is true love. Jeongjun. So seven deaths and resurrections.
AVS Media Demo.
So Jesus went the way of the cross for the sake of the human beings, And two parents went to prison 6 times in order to restore the human beings. So despite being in prison 6 times, True Father going to the prison was hell itself, because hell is under Satan's domain. So how did True Father survive prison? Did God help? True Father survived by practicing true love that even Satan had to acknowledge in prison. That is how True Father survived. 1999, True Father said in Belvedere, the speech was titled
ABS Media Demo.
Perfection of True Love is the perfection of Kingdom of Heaven in Heaven and on Earth. So True Father wrote this title on the chalkboard in Belvedere. So 3 days
ABS Media Demo.
Earlier, September 1st, God, between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., came to True Father and said, God is love,
ABS
and love
Media
is God.
Demo.
What are the core attributes of God is this, 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 and this. So God taught this to True Father. And 3 days later, True Father, for the first time in history,
ABS Media Demo.
True Father explains the reason behind why God is love and love is God. So this was in 1999. So also in Bible, 1 John,
ABS Media
it says
Demo.
God is love. The expression is there. In Christian theology, they could not explain why God is love. Why love is God? In
ABS Media Demo.
So if in a mathematical formula, it's God equals love, love equals God. So on this day, True Father revealed the reason for the first time. Centering on what is God,
ABS Media Demo.
And love of God. It's centering on attributes. So if you look, centering on the attributes, God is love and love is God. But there are tens of attributes
ABS
of God.
Media Demo.
So dual characteristics, 형상, 성상, those are all attributes of God. Love, life, lineage, conscience, they're all attributes of God. So there's a lot of attributes.
ABS
but there
Media
are four
Demo.
Core attributes. Among the four core attributes, there's two kinds. There's the internal major attributes and external major attributes.
ABS Media Demo.
But each so centering on the attributes, God is love. And there's four major attributes of God. So True Father revealed this content for the first time. It's not in the EDP. It's not in the 평화신경, peace messages, unfortunately. So once we understand this content, we can understand theology, True Father's words, his life course. It will be very helpful in understanding those things. So this session is very important in that sense.
ABS Media Demo.
But it's also very simple, but very important. So Father said that there's two kinds of attributes, the internal attributes and external
ABS
attributes.
ABS Media Demo.
So we know these very well, internal attributes, absolute, unique, unchanging, and eternal. So these are also mentioned in the peace messages.
ABS Media Demo.
These external attributes, there's also four external attributes. These are creativity, subjectivity, relationship, and unification. So
ABS
True Father revealed
Media
this
Demo.
For the first time in 1999. So each of these four major attributes, so each of the four internal attributes have corresponding external attributes. So among the many attributes of God, these are the major attributes. So if you look at the table here, there's 16. How many?
AVS Media Demo.
16. So memorize these right now here. So let's go through these together.
AVS Media Demo.
Go back to your high school times. Start. Absolute creativity, unique creativity, unchanging creativity, eternal creativity, absolute subjectivity, unique subjectivity,
AVS Media
unchanging
Demo.
Subjectivity, eternal subjectivity, absolute relationship, unique relationship, unchanging relationship, eternal relationship, absolute unification, unique unification,
AVS Media Demo.
Eternal unification. Did you memorize it all? 16 altogether. Did you memorize them?
AVS Media Demo.
So these are mentioned in the peace message, but the other four are not. So we're going to study these this session. So when we say true love, what is the ultimate purpose? It is unification.
AVS Media Demo.
What is the ultimate purpose of love, direction, and result? It is unification. What kind of unification? It's absolute unification, unique, unchanging, and eternal unification.
AVS Media Demo.
These are the attributes of God. So between who and who is there the unification? God,
AVS
Heavenly
Media
Mother
Demo.
And Heavenly Father, 형상인 성상. So human beings, in the likeness of God, husband, wife, mind, body, become one.
AVS Media
Spirit world
Demo.
And physical world. So how can they become one? What is the ultimate purpose? Absolute, unique, unchanging, eternal unification. To become one, absolutely, uniquely, unchanging, and eternally. So what is the result?
AVS Media Demo.
The result is the peace world. That's the result. So within unification, am I included yourself?
AVS
it is
Media
included.
Demo.
The person saying unification is included. Right? So let's take a look at each one. Let's look at the internal major attributes of God.
AVS Media Demo.
So 1998 in Jardim, Brazil. So there was the proclamation, declaration, I think. The second Jardim declaration was absolute, unique, unchanging, eternal.
AVS Media Demo.
Right? So what are the meaning? What is the meaning behind these? So we can understand the meaning by thinking of what is the opposite of these words. What is the opposite of absolute?
AVS Media Demo.
So relative means there's more than two, right? Right? So something that is absolute, there is only one. So if there's more than two, we don't say it's absolute. Right? Unchanging means it doesn't change. Until when? So opposite of unchanging is changing. So opposite of eternal is temporary,
AVS Media Demo.
Or momentary. So when is it unchanging until? So God's attributes, there's only one of, and it doesn't change
AVS
until
Media
when?
Demo.
Until eternity. So God's attributes of absolute, unique, unchanging, eternal can be connected to humankind through blood lineage.
AVS Media Demo.
In the Garden of Eden, before Adam and Eve fell, the attributes of Adam and Eve were also these in relation to Heavenly Father.
But because of the fall,
the connection was cut, and they could not relate to God. Relationship. The smallest unit of relationship is the family.
Relationship. Media demo.
So the basic, the smallest unit of the universe is not the individual, but the family. Why is this? Because of relationship. Because of God's attribute, the basic unit is the family.
AVS Media Demo.
So in the fallen world until today, the basic unit was not the family, but the individual. So God, from the first creation, the basic, the smallest unit of the universe was the family. Why? Because of God's attribute. Because God created in His image.
AVS Media Demo.
So 2009, June 1st, the Father's autobiography was published. So absolute, unique, unchanging, and eternal attributes are organically related. They're connected to each other. So when you say absolute, the word absolute includes the other three, unique, unchanging, or eternal. So unchanging also includes the other three. Eternal also includes the other three words, attributes. Yeah. So this is so when we are talking about God's attributes.
So more importantly,
absolutely unique are organically related. So something that is absolute has to be unique, and if it's unique, it has to be absolute. And unchanging and eternal, same thing.
AVS Media Demo.
So this explains that content. The others you can just read. I'm going to skip over it. So absolute, unique, unchanging, eternal attributes hold a relationship of destiny. Why? Because God is the center. When you say a destiny, it means that the relationship does not end in the physical world, but it continues on into the spirit world.
AVS Media Demo.
This relationship is the parent-child relationship. The relationships within the family are relationships of destiny. It's the core of these family relationships.
AVS Media
Demo. Parent-child relationship. Parent-child relationship is absolute, unique, unchanging, and eternal. It cannot be cut. Second is husband and wife relationship. Same thing, absolute, unique, unchanging, and eternal.
AVS Media.
That's why you cannot receive the blessing twice. There can't be a divorce. Why? Because it's absolute. Because it's unique, unchanging, and eternal. That's the kind of relationship between husband and wife.
AVS Media Demo.
Next is the relationship among siblings. Also absolute, unique, unchanging, and eternal. So these three relationships are connected
AVS
to what?
Media Demo.
It's connected by the blood lineage. Centering on, they're related, centering on God. So where are
AVS
these,
where, media does, demo.
Where do these three relationships exist together? It's in the family. It's the blessed family. The relationships in the blessed family is absolutely unique, unchanging, eternal. They cannot be changed by human beings.
AVS Media Demo.
If you say that they can be changed, whose sound is that? It's according to Satan's sound.
So AVS Media Demo.
Go over this quickly, the external four core attributes. We have to actually study this. First is creativity. Creativity, what is creativity? Creativity is when God was creating the universe, that was the sole ingredient God used.
What did God create
the universe? He used His creativity. God created the entire university with His creativity, and also created Adam and Eve. Afterwards, God gave commandment to Adam and Eve, gave portion of responsibility, and once Adam and Eve perfected themselves, what was God planning to bequeath to human beings according to the UDP? Creativity and subjectivity. What is creativity? Once Adam and Eve perfected themselves, that is, creativity was what God wanted to bequeath to them. But Adam and Eve were not able to inherit the creativity. Jesus also did not inherit the creativity of God. True parents did inherit the creativity. So from God, true father inherited creativity. So what is that creativity?
AVS Media Demo.
It's the same concept. So us, once we perfect ourselves, what do we inherit? We inherit creativity and subjectivity. What is creativity? When you lecture on the divine principle, what do you say is the creativity? How did you explain creativity?
AVS Media Demo.
So what does the co-creator do? Are you saying that you became the co-creator?
AVS Media Demo.
Or is God saying you have become the co-creator, so you can create now?
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Is that the end of it, to create children? How about subjectivity? What do you... Is creativity and subjectivity separate
AVS Media Demo.
You have subjectivity through creativity. So the sole ingredient that God used during creation was His creativity. So once Adam and Eve perfected themselves, God wanted to bequeath to them creativity and subjectivity. Then what is
AVS
creativity?
Media Demo.
Creativity is absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience. What are they? Absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience.
AVS Media Demo.
These are God's creativity. Then now in order to understand God's creativity clearly, we have to understand each of these. The important thing
AVS Media Demo.
Is that in the fallen world, the encyclopedia made, we cannot understand absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience according to some encyclopedia made by the secular world. When Father uses these words, we have to understand in what way He's using these words. And from there, we can extract the meaning of creativity.
AVS Media Demo.
So the concepts, absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience, you have to know what, with what meaning True Father is using these words. So you understand up to
AVS Media Demo.
So first, absolute faith, what is it? So we started this morning at 5, right?
AVS Media
Blueprint of creation, creation's master plan. This was God's absolute faith. So the dictionary doesn't define absolute faith this way, does
AVS
it?
Media
Only
demo.
According to the Father's words. So God's absolute faith was absolute faith to the blueprint of creation. Absolute faith to
AVS
the blueprint
Media
that He created
demo.
For His creation. So this is the concept behind absolute faith. God's absolute faith. So what is our absolute faith? In order to take after God,
AVS Media demo.
We have to have absolute faith toward the principles of creation. So this is, the principles of creation does not change. What's next?
AVS Media demo.
So in the process of drawing the blueprint for the creation, God can change the blueprint. He can edit it. He can erase it. But once the blueprint is finished,
AVS
and God
Media
declares
demo.
That it's been done and proclaims it, once that happens, God cannot change the blueprint. God's absolute faith cannot be changed. That is why
AVS Media demo
becomes a subject of God. When? Once? So absolute faith is the absolute, unique, eternal, unchanging subject of God.
AVS Media demo.
This is what absolute faith is. Who's God's absolute faith? It does not change, never. Because of this,
AVS Media demo.
Could not do anything while Adam and Eve fell. That is why He could not interfere. Did He not interfere, or was He not able to interfere? God wasn't able to interfere.
AVS Media demo.
The absolute faith is still a concept. It's not substantial. There's no substance to
AVS
it.
AVS Media demo.
So for this building, there was a blueprint as well. But the substance only appears when the construction is done. So first, absolute faith is the blueprint of creation.
AVS Media
Second, is the absolute
demo.
Subject of God. Third, it's a concept. So we can define absolute faith this, in these three ways. Second is absolute love.
AVS absolute Media love. Demo.
Absolute love is a vertical love. So absolute faith, the blueprint,
AVS
is
Media
the subject.
Demo.
And God vertically centering on the absolute faith becomes one with the absolute faith.
AVS Media
and this becoming one of the subject and object is absolute love. And true love is when that absolute love is horizontally expanded. So vertically, absolute faith, the subject and object, God becomes one. This is absolute love, the vertical, becoming one vertically. Father said, gave these words on in Uruguay. So what is the absolute love? What kind of love
AVS
is it?
Media demo.
It's a love that makes absolute faith and God into one. the purpose and direction of absolute faith and absolute love.
AVS
the purpose God substance to it. God has to practice absolute obedience to that absolute faith. And that is how absolute love can be completed. So in other words, the purpose
AVS
of absolute faith is absolute love, and the purpose of absolute obedience is also absolute love. So I'll explain it this way now. So absolute love is still a concept, right?
So
if God becomes one with the blueprint, it's still a concept. There is no substance to it yet. So absolute faith is a concept. Absolute love is also a concept. So until now, there is no substance of the absolute faith. So absolute faith is a concept. Absolute love is a concept. Then how can the blueprint be substantiated? This is done through the absolute object, God, investing and forgetting, and investing and forgetting, and repeating this process until God Himself becomes the position of zero. And this is when the substance is revealed. So absolute obedience is what makes absolute faith into a concept.
AVS media demo.
So in more detail, absolute obedience, absolute faith and absolute love are concepts. And absolute obedience is what makes these concepts into a substance.
AVS media demo.
So in absolute obedience, even God Himself is denied. So what is God's absolute obedience? God, until His existence was denied, He invested and forgot, and repeated continuously. Until when? Until when did He repeat this investing and forgetting?
AVS media demo.
So for example, if God was creating an ant, there's a blueprint for the ant. And according to that blueprint, God invested and forgot. So until when does He continue this?
AVS media
demo. Until the ant is physically substantiated. And this process is called absolute obedience.
AVS media demo.
So do you understand the definition of absolute obedience? Does it make sense? So God did this repeatedly.
AVS media demo.
According to Father's words, that horse, when God was creating the horse, how many years did it take? So when God was creating,
AVS media demo.
What was the being that God invested the most in? It was the human beings. God first created the spirit world, then God created the angels as helpers. And with the help of the angels, God created the
AVS media demo.
All things. And how many years did it take to create human beings? What is the answer?
3,000 years. AVS media demo.
More than 30 million years. So did God create overnight? No, it took
AVS media
over 30
demo.
Million years of trial and error. So it's not a simple task. So all things, including human beings, are a result of God's absolute obedience. And through this long period of time, God finished His creation. So God's absolute faith, love, and obedience, there was nothing that could have been created without God's
assistance.
So for this long time, God repeated investing and forgetting. And in this process, did God regret?
AVS Media demo.
Do you think God wanted to give up because He didn't see result? Did you ever regret it in this process of investing and forgetting? True Father answers no, because God did this willingly and joyfully as
AVS
a hobby.
AVS Media demo.
That is why God is absolute, unique, eternal, and unchanging. He never changed.
AVS Media demo.
So creation was not a simple process. So absolute obedience is what makes, it's the process of making absolute faith and absolute love into a substance.
AVS Media demo.
So as a result of absolute obedience, the concepts became a substance. So the process of human creation was explained.
AVS
so since we're on
demo.
This topic, I'll ask one question. The ultimate purpose of God's creation was man or woman? Eve, right.
AVS Media demo.
Why is that so? Why?
Because Heavenly Father.
Because so look at the divine principle. When God reveals Himself in the physical world, He comes as male. That's so God created for a woman.
AVS Media demo.
Within the blueprint for creation, God created women first. But
AVS Media
during the actual creation, Adam was created first. So ladies have courage. God created for the sake of women.
AVS Media demo.
But that doesn't mean you can ignore men. Because men was, at least, you know, in the physical world, created first.
AVS Media demo.
It's absolute faith, love, and obedience. True Father. Among all the contents that True Father
AVS
taught,
Media demo.
The Blessed Families, the greatest gospel among all His teachings. What is it? True Father says it's absolute faith, love, and obedience. And how about us?
AVS Media demo.
Absolute faith, love, and obedience. Were you happy?
Most of us, including
AVS
myself,
Media demo.
We consider it as the heaviest burden. Yeah, that's probably how we felt. Because we did not understand the meaning behind it. Absolute faith, love, and obedience.
AVS
only through these
Media demo.
Can we become God's temple and God's substantial being.
AVS Media demo.
If we cannot keep
Media
that,
demo.
Dot. So from now, when we hear the words absolute faith, love, and obedience, we should be the happiest people.
AVS
we should
Media
rejoice.
Demo.
Then, since you left, let's look at here. What is the difference among absolute obedience, compliance, and blind obedience? Compliance or soft obedience, blind obedience. In Korean, there are words 순종, 복종,
인종.
In English, it's a little vague, but absolute obedience, absolute soft obedience, and blind obedience. We have to know the differences. So what is absolute obedience? Absolute obedience is knowing.
AVS Media Demo.
It is knowing to what to give your absolute obedience. It's not having believing, but it's knowing. It's knowing the blueprint of the creation. And after knowing,
AVS Media Demo,
it's substantiating these concepts. It's investing and forgetting and investing and forgetting in order to create the substance until you deny yourself. How? Voluntarily.
AVS Media Demo.
Not because someone told you to do it, but because you realize what you have to do, you know what you have to do. That is absolute obedience.
AVS
so in conclusion,
Media
it's
Demo.
Knowing and denying yourself. This is obedience. You have to know the concept clearly. How about soft obedience or compliance?
AVS Media Demo.
This is also knowing. So you know the blueprint for the creation, the principle of creation, the master plan. You know this. You know what you have to do.
AVS Media Demo.
But you do not invest yourself 100%. You do not deny yourself 100%. Even if you have the ability, you do not do it.
AVS Media Demo.
So you invest moderately. You take a rest when you want to. When there's profit for yourself, then you do it. If there's loss, then you don't. This
AVS Media
is 순종 or compliance, soft obedience. It's knowing but not denying yourself.
AVS
so in Korean
Media
it's very
demo.
Clear, but in English I'm not sure if it's the correct translation here. So absolute obedience and compliance, you understand the difference now. So the third is blind obedience.
AVS Media
this
demo.
Is ignorance. It's you don't know. There is no knowledge of the blueprint of the creation, the principle of creation. It's ignorance. You don't know what you have to do.
AVS
so you,
Media demo.
You're not aware of what the result will be. But you do it because you are told to. Why? Because I'm Cain, so whatever Abel tells me to do, I do it. What is this? This is blind obedience.
AVS Media Demo.
That's what it is. So I already told you. There is no perfection in ignorance. There is no perfection in blind obedience. Right? Is there?
AVS Media Demo.
If you look here, this is selfishness. Your self is still there. If your self remains in front of God, it means then that the attribute of Archangel Lucifer is there. So there is no perfection. Only in absolute obedience there is perfection. And only within absolute obedience can you take after true parents and God.
AVS Media
Demo. So you have to know clearly. So leaders have to teach, educate their members clearly and help them and guide them to practice correctly.
AVS Media Demo.
So until now, absolute obedience. We hated absolute obedience. But that's not the way it should be.
AVS Media
only absolute obedience. There is perfection only in absolute obedience. So please understand these concepts clearly.
AVS Media Dhamma.
So absolute, what is the core of absolute faith, love, and obedience? October 8th, 1999, in East Garden, after Hundokhae was over, True Father stood up at the breakfast table. And Father talked for about 30 minutes about absolute faith, love, and obedience, raised both his hands and gave benediction and left for South America. So Father talked about the core of absolute faith, love, and obedience is the sexual organ. So what is creativity? So creativity can be understood centering on the sexual organ.
Media Dhamma.
So once Adam perfects himself and marries, he inherits creativity from God. So what does Adam do with that creativity? Through absolute sex, he creates children. And second, what does he do?
AVS Media Dhamma.
After
AVS Media Dhamma.
So after completion of the Four Position Foundation, Adam and Eve, they create the female angel. They create
a female angel.
And they marry Archangel. With what? With creativity. And then Adam marries the male and female angels. So once Foundation Day passes, two parents will create
AVS
female
Media
angels.
Dhamma.
That's creativity. And with what do they have subjectivity? With what can they have dominion?
AVS Media with Dhamma.
Because I'm not explaining well. I'll explain more about the female angel later. So absolute faith, love, and obedience, the core is sexual organ. So what is the sexual organ?
AVS Media
Dhamma. The original palace of the five spiritual senses and the five physical senses. Physical
AVS Media Dhamma.
It's because we felt that we don't know the spirit world. It's also the original palace of love, life, lineage, and conscience. But because of the fall, everything changed. The sexual organ is the best self-discipline. I explained this last session. So controlling your sexual organ is the foundation for inheriting God's creativity.
AVS Media Dhamma.
So Unification Church is based on sexual purity.
The core of absolute faith and obedience is sexual
organ. AVS Media Dhamma.
So no matter what sin, what crime you commit, the sexual organ should not be condemned because there's no way to restore. The keys to true parent success. How were true parents able to succeed? True parents found their absolute faith. What is it? It means that two parents knew what their mission was from when father was 16
AVS
years old.
AVS Media Demo.
This mission directly from heaven, father. That word, heavenly direction.
So it was heavenly direction received directly from God. First, to liberate God.
AVS
Second,
Media
to liberate
Demo.
Humanity. Third, eternal peace. And that's the path that Father has been walking until now. It has not changed. True Father, back in the 1950s, and today, it's the same. The purpose and direction is the same. It does not change. What is it? That is true parents' absolute faith.
AVS Media Demo.
So we now understand it clearly. Two parents absolutely loved their absolute faith and served it as
AVS
their
Media Demo
subject. And they devoted their entire life to achieving that absolute faith. It's not taking a rest when you're tired. It's not running away from it when it gets difficult. It's continuing to go that path no matter how difficult it gets. For example, in Alaska, Kodiak, once father sets a goal for 40 days, true father set goal of going fishing for 10 hours a day for 40 days. This goal is the absolute faith. This becomes true father's subject. And during that time period, if there's a storm, what happens? Do you have to go or no?
AVS Media Demo.
So there's the marine ocean, right? They restrict from going fishing. So true father waits, he hides and waits until, you know, 3-4 hours. And when they
AVS
go away,
Media
true father
Demo.
Goes out to ocean. Despite the storm. Why? Because it's a promise, it's absolute faith. So what happens if the boat flips over? That is why Father created the boat that does not sink even though it flips over.
AVS Media Demo.
This is real. So President Chu Dong-moon from Washington Times and Dr. Hendricks, they were on a boat and actually flipped over.
AVS Media Demo.
But because the boat did not sink, even after flipping over, they were rescued. So this happened for real. So two parents know what their
demo.
Absolute faith is, and they gave absolute love to it. And to complete that absolute love, they were absolutely obedient to it. Directly from
AVS
God,
Media
to Father received his heavenly direction, and he set that as his absolute faith, and gave absolute love and absolute obedience to it. So true Father's absolute faith
AVS
is what made
Media Demo.
Him into the best, his best. So he never changed. So I explained earlier, until now, when we heard
Media
absolute faith,
Demo.
Love, and obedience, we consider them as burdens. But once we study True Father's words, we realize that absolute faith, love, and obedience are the greatest gospel. Because as a result of that,
AVS Media Demo.
Creativity is equalized. We can also inherit the creativity that God had. God bequeaths his creativity to Adam and Eve, and that creative also becomes a human being's creativity.
AVS Media Demo.
So human beings' creativity and God's creativity becomes equal.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
So when God created human beings, He created only one man and one woman. However, once Adam and Eve inherit God's creativity, they have multiple children, tens of children, using their creativity. So the result of absolute faith, love, and obedience is inheritance. So what is my inheritance? This is something that each of us should think about. What is the absolute faith? What is the creativity that God gave me? We have to find this. And at this time, going toward the Foundation Day, we have to know what our absolute faith is. We have to find it. And once you find it, you have to set that as the subject partner. And until that absolute faith is substantialized, we have to repeat investing and forgetting. And that absolute faith will become a reality. And what is the result of that? The result is my creativity. My creation, my creativity. Only my creativity will make me into the best I can be, my best. Because of my creativity, I can practice my subjectivity.
AVS Media Demo.
So next is subjectivity. What is subjectivity?
AVS Media Demo.
So 2005, UPF was founded, and on September 13th, True Father said,
AVS Media Demo.
Evil perishes through
AVS Media Demo.
So subjectivity is related to dominion. So how can you become the subject? With what can you become the subject?
AVS Media Demo.
So becoming a subject partner is not by military power, economic power, or political power, but only by the power of true love. And only when you achieve harmony and unification, centering on true love, you can have subjectivity, become the subject partner. So what is true love? So what is the principle of subjectivity? It means we have to serve others first, using my creativity, with my creativity. It's serving others with my creativity. What is true love?
AVS
true love is using your creativity and giving it to the others. It's not taking what someone else made and giving it to other people. It's giving what you made to other people. That's your absolute obedience. What is the core of subjectivity? It is to live for the sake of others, centering on true love. And true love, I said, it's 90 degrees. So absolute faith, love, and obedience is true love. It's vertical, becoming vertically one with God. And when you maintain that 90 degrees, so vertically one with God and expanding it horizontally creates the 90 degrees. And expanding
AVS Media Demo
with the root as God and true love. So the root of true love is absolute love, absolute faith, love, and obedience. So what is the root? The root is creativity. What is the root of creativity? The root of creativity is the sexual
AVS
organ.
AVS Media Demo.
So you have to keep it. And then what? It's making what other people want
AVS
and giving
Media
it to
Demo.
Them. Then who becomes the subject? This is what Hyojin always used to say. Quantity, quality, and speed. It's giving what other people want more more quantity, and better quality, and faster, immediately when they want it. The person who does this is the subject. Why? Because people have limits. It's hard to do all three. It's hard to give a lot, better quality, and fast. You can give a lot, but it's hard to give in good quantity. You can give good quantity and a lot, but it's hard to do it quickly. So the way of becoming the subject is how to do all three of these well. So that's if you can do all three very well, that's a shortcut to becoming the subject. So it's creating what the other person wants, and you're making it good quality, and as soon and immediately as they want it. So if you look here, it's a subjectivity and responsibility of a leader. Father said that the leader has to protect and foster and take responsibility for the object partner until the end. They have to protect, foster, and educate and take responsibility for them. They have to take responsibility for the mistakes of the object partner. The subject has to have three abilities: financial ability, persuasiveness, and diplomatic ability. Persuasiveness because they have to educate. These are very important. So Father mentions three thoughts of the subjectivity. What are the three thoughts of subjectivity? So three subjects entering the true love. Media demo. Had Adam and Eve not fallen and completed the first blessing, they would receive the blessing and had children and become true parents. So second, once they accomplish the second blessing, they would have ideal family. And once ideal family expands, they would have been a true teacher. And on that foundation, if they have a dominion over all things, they become the true king. And God in Adam and Eve can become true parent, true teacher, and true king. That's what God desired. This is the purpose of creation. So three subjects, three parents, true parents, true teacher, and true king. So what is the core thing that allows for this? It's true love. So in order to achieve this, you need these abilities. So in order to become the true subject,
AVS Media Demo.
So the audience here are all leaders of their nations. So it means that you have to die well for the object partner.
AVS Media Demo.
The leaders must die well for their members. What does this mean?
AVS Media Demo.
So it means becoming the servant, the slave, for the object partner. The slave, what is the word for slave in Greek?
AVS Media Demo.
It's doulos. There's no self in that word. So it's wearing the body of a servant with the heart of a parent. So inside your heart is a parent, but when you take action, it's as a servant. And you have to serve the object partner with absolute obedience. This is the way that the subject should go, centering on true love. And this is with the foundation of creativity. So subjectivity comes from creativity. Next is relationship. The general understanding is the relationship of subject and object partner. So it's not a relationship centered on the subject partner. Demo. And it's not a relationship centered on the object partner, but there's a central point that is true love. So you set as true love as a central point. And this point is something that the subject partner likes as well as the object partner.
AVS
and then you can have
a
relationship. Demo. So January 1st, 1999, after God's Day ceremony in Uruguay, The title of Father's word that day was balance or harmony, horizontality, and unification. So even in parent-child relationship, parent is not the subject and the child is not the subject. But there's a central point that the parent likes and the child likes. And with this central point, there can be balance and harmony. And this is the kind of relationship they should have. So principles of relationship. What is the core of the principle? It should be based on the foundation of creativity and subjectivity.
AVS Media Demo.
So creativity and subjectivity, we went over this. So give and receive action, it's not give and take action. It's giving and forgetting, and giving and forgetting, and receiving when
AVS
the partner
Media
gives.
Demo.
And from this action, there can be relationship. And it's giving without the expectation of receiving, and continuing to give.
AVS Media Demo.
But if a person eats 3 times a day for a week and does not go to the bathroom, then eventually he has to go, right?
AVS Media Demo.
So, likewise, no matter how, you know, no matter, so even if a person who lacks, you know, conscience, no matter, if they keep continue to receive thousands and thousands of times, they will give back. And eventually the quantity will go up, quality will go up, and speed will go up. So who is the subject? The subject is the person who gives first. And that's how a relationship can start. So quantity, quality, and speed. Please remember these three. And always add at least 1% to what you receive when you are giving back. This is the principle of relationship. So central point. How is the central point determined?
AVS Media Demo.
So that's a question. So if you're self-centered, then it will lean to one side and the connection relationship will break. So subject partner for the sake of object partner for the subject partner. So whoever gives first can create the central point. So if you look at the
AVS Media Demo.
So this is a diagram that your father drew. So it's a family. In a family, there's parent, child, husband, wife, older sibling, and younger sibling.
AVS Media Demo.
But in a relationship, parents want to become the center, that's why children run away, and children want to become the center, that's why parents are not happy. And because they are pulling both on each side, same for the siblings,
AVS Media Demo.
That's why they can never not have a relationship and balance. But according to God's attributes and attributes of true love, when parent and child have a relationship, there has to be a central point that the parent can be happy with and the child can be happy with. And that's when you can have balance, and that's the point where they can become one. So there has to be sufficient conversation. So what is the central point? The central
AVS
point is true
Media
love.
Demo.
This is absolute sex. This is recognition for others. This is absolute value. So centering on this, God and true parents became one.
AVS Media Demo.
Centering on this, true parents and we can become one. And husband and wife can become one. And true love, where does it begin? Creativity. True love comes after
AVS
creativity.
Media Demo.
So, if we become one excluding God, that is not true love. So what is unification? It's the result of creativity, subjectivity, and relationship. It's the subject and object point of becoming one as a result of creativity, subjectivity, and relationship. So unification, it's not unity where
AVS Media Demo.
It's unification where both parties still exist. So within relationship. So it's not where one exists and the other disappears. So unification is a result
AVS
of the attributes
demo.
Of God. And the result of the relationship centering on true love. And it's not unification through force, but unification based on true love. So creativity, subjectivity, and relationship, when it continues absolutely, uniquely, and unchanging eternally, so I explained the principles of unification already.
AVS Media Demo.
It's the consequence of creativity, subjectivity, and relationship. It's a result of the relationship between subject and object partner centering on true love. So I explained these already.
AVS Media
so before
Demo.
Saying let's unite, you have to create, you have to have your creativity and make a relationship based on subject. You have to have a relationship. Then unification will come naturally. And that's how world unification
AVS
will come
Media
as well.
Demo.
So 2002 in Korea, True Father had a big rally in June 21st. He said that there cannot be world peace where there is no equality. So world peace
AVS
is based
Media
on equality.
Demo.
And equality needs balance and horizontality. It's like the ocean. So true love is balance and horizontality. So where there is balance and horizontality,
AVS
true
Media
love will
Demo.
Come. And as a result of that, you can have peace. And I explain many times true love 90 degrees. Next is the relationship between true love and heart.
AVS Media Demo.
So in unification thought, there is a definition. So there is a chart. So there was a chart before.
AVS Media
so top,
Demo.
Bottom, right, left, middle, before, after. So individual, family, tribal, etc. Eight stages.
AVS Media Demo.
The expansion of true heart. The eight realms of heart. So true love, expanding top to bottom, right to left, before and after,
AVS
into eight
Media
stages
Demo.
Is culture of heart. So two parent. So family pledge number 6, it talks about culture of heart.
AVS Media Demo.
So this is related to absolute love, related to the original blood lineage. So it's a horse. It's a culture based on the horizontal
AVS Media Demo
relationship. So who are true parents? What kind of relationship do they want with us? He does not want to be friends or disciple, but he wants a parent-child relationship.
AVS Media Demo.
And parent-child relationship is the only relationship of destiny. This means in the viewpoint of true parents, blessed families are eternally... True parents will take responsibility
AVS
of the blessed
Media
families
Demo.
Eternally in the spirit world. And this is the kind of relationship that true parents want with us. So true parents have completed or perfected the four attributes of true love.
AVS Media
and
Demo.
They have bequeathed this to us. And we are beings who have to live life accordingly. So once we know this, we can understand the EDP, the 8 great textbook teaching materials, and True Father's words. Okay, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, through our third lecture, we study